Will he make the environment great again? This week on Parts Per Billion, what environmental policy would look like under President Donald Trump. Hello and welcome to Parts Per Billion, a new environmental policy podcast from Bloomberg BNA. I'm your host, David Schultz. On each episode of Parts Per Billion, we'll feature interesting discussions about what's happening in Congress, in the courts, and in federal agencies. We'll cover everything from air pollution to toxic chemicals to corporate sustainability and, of course, climate change. This week, we hear from Bloomberg BNA's Anthony Adragna. Anthony was curious about what would happen with all of these issues, climate change, renewable fuels, mercury emissions, you name it, if our next president turns out to be Donald Trump. So we went out and talked with more than a dozen people who work in this area, politicians, lobbyists, activists, people on both sides of the partisan divide. The answer he got from both Republicans and Democrats was that, well, no one really knows.
As with a lot of things with Donald Trump, it's very hard to predict what a Trump presidency would mean for the environment. Trump hasn't spoken at length about the environment. When he has, it's been very vague and unspecific. We certainly don't have a sense for specific policies that he'd do, what he'd do with some of the actions that President Obama has taken. We also don't know how he'd manage a major bureaucracy of thousands of people. And I think that's one of the biggest open questions going into a potential Trump presidency.
One of the things that I thought was really interesting about the piece was that you spoke with Democrats and Republicans, and sort of predictably, I guess the Democrats would say, oh, he's a monster. He's going to destroy the environment. He's would be horrible. But the Republicans that you spoke to, it seemed like sort of the highest praise that they had for him was, well, we don't really know what he would do. He's sort of a blank slate. Did you find that surprising?
I guess I didn't find it surprising. They're nervous about Trump because if you think about it, one of the things that a lot of these Republican-leaning groups, let's say, one of the things they count on is having access to lawmakers, the ability to influence lawmakers, and to have some degree of predictability with what's going to happen with an administration. They know if a Republican president, like quote-unquote establishment president, comes in, they're going to pick a business-friendly guy to run the EPA. There likely will be some emphasis on rolling back regulatory mandates. With Trump, you really don't know. And one of the things I did hear was there's a lot of concern about this willingness to be a deal maker. So, you know, they have a lot of concern that he might do something like trade a carbon tax as part of broader tax reform or something like that. And it's just the inability to predict and the lack of clear positions from him on a lot of their issues that they care about that gives them a lot of nerves.
Has he actually made sort of or taken policy stances on any significant environmental issues? Like, has he said, you know, I'm for this or I'm against that?
I believe last year he came out in favor of the Keystone Pipeline. He, during the run-up to Iowa, he said he was in favor of the RFS. One of the only times I ever saw him speak from prepared remarks was when he was speaking to a group of people, biofuels executives in Iowa. He has said that businesses are overregulated.
So he's come down on the Keystone Pipeline, and he's come down on the renewable fuel standard. Has he said anything or said that could be construed as a sort of an opinion on climate change or anything related to climate change?
Yes. Trump has, in various points of his campaign, come out and called climate change a Chinese conspiracy. That's probably one of his better-known tweets, actually. And he certainly has a fairly extensive Twitter profile. But yeah, in 2012 or maybe 2013, he tweeted that China had created climate change as a conspiracy. He thinks it's a hoax. He said that multiple times on morning shows within the last year. He thinks the U.S. and President Obama have put way too much importance on it. And as I mentioned, he has concerns that some of the regulations are crippling business and hurting the United States' competitiveness compared to China. Obviously, with this, as with other issues, it's a fairly complex issue. So we only sort of have quick sound bites, I guess. And, you know, in sort of his media friendly candidacy, maybe we wouldn't expect a lot more than just sound bites. But certainly for people that are trying to plan and certainly for policymaking, you would need more details. And so that's one of the biggest wildcard aspects of the Trump presidency.
It seems like his strategy thus far in the campaign has been to be very vague about environmental issues. Do you think that he's doing that on purpose? And if so, do you think that the successes that he's having there indicate that his supporters really aren't very concerned about environmental issues? So that's not really a top priority for them.
This is something that I heard from nearly everyone that I spoke to. They all said that Trump is deliberately being vague and that he's going to be able to resist all efforts to get him to be more specific up until the election. I think there's certainly no indication he's been on the electoral circuit now for almost a year, and he hasn't had to get more specific. I don't think his supporters demand that he's specific. The election appears at this point to not be based on strictly revolve around policy, and instead is a larger question of what we'd like to see in a leader, leadership style, qualities like that. So something that I heard time and time again was, even though he may face significant pressure from groups to get more specific, Trump has been successful in spite of not of his vagueness on a lot of these things, and they fully expect that that's going to continue up until the election.
You know, I think I probably already know the answer to this, but is there a short list for who Trump would appoint to lead the EPA in terms of, you know, have there been names floated around, or is it, you know, way, way too early to even think about that?
It definitely seems to be way too early to think about that. We don't have a good sense for who Trump would pick as a running mate at this point. And it's hard to glean much from the people who have endorsed him at this point. He hasn't spoken about who he gets his environmental advice from, his energy advice from, if he gets it from anybody. And so I think it's very hard to say. And that's one of the things that I heard in talking to people too. There's just so much uncertainty about who he would look to for advice, how he would run an agency. And that's one of the big causes, areas of concern for a lot of people.
Do you think that it's possible he could really sort of end up being more, I guess, environmentally friendly than people would expect?
It's a great question. And I think, again, we're too early in the process to really know the answer to that. One of the things I heard from even people like Sheldon Whitehouse, you know, one of the leading climate change advocates in the Senate, is that Trump's predilection to make deals, work with people, certainly that's one of the main things he presents about himself as a major selling point. Whitehouse told me that that's a sign that, you know, maybe he's going to be unpredictable. One of the other things that I heard from one of the former acting administrators of the EPA in the Bush administration was that Trump's likely going to be really frustrated if he becomes president. It sounds really easy. It's really easy on a reality show to fire people, do things like that. Rolling back regulations takes time. You have to go through a whole process, a multi-year process, to undo something like that. If there's been precedent set in the court, you have to follow precedent that's been set in the court. A lot of these duties are laid out in statutes that are mandatory. Donald Trump would struggle, I think, to adjust to that new reality. And it would probably frustrate him a lot that there are all these built-in safety checks and obstacles, if you will, in our federal government to make it hard to radically shift policy willy-nilly. So I think it's hard to say exactly what he would do. We don't have a good sense from the man himself as to what approach he would bring. And if you take the approach that we've seen, the reality star Donald Trump, if you will, it's very hard to see how that style would translate into being the chief executive and dealing with agencies like the EPA that have 15,000 employees that can't be fired on a dime.
Bloomberg BNA political reporter Anthony Adragna. For more of his reporting on environmental policy, visit our website at bna.com. Anthony's story on Donald Trump is from Bloomberg BNA's Daily Environment Report, a source for comprehensive coverage of the day's environmental news. Start a free trial of Daily Environment Report by visiting bna.com/dailypodcast. That's bna.com/daily-podcast. The theme music for Parts Per Billion is A Message by Jazar. It was used under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. More information can be found at betterwithmusic.com.